You're listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hi, I'm Dave Walters. I'm tech controller for BBC Radio. So we were looking at things like connectivity and commoditization of technology, and they were the real key ones. So the connectivity thing is key. There is Wi-Fi everywhere now. There is IP connectivity through 3G. We've got broadband at home. There's a real big change in how people are able to connect to each other. It used to be you have a big transmitter on hill and receive, and that's great. But now we've got all of these meshes of connectivity, and that's great for both the content producers, because you can make content anywhere. You can collaborate over this technology, this connected technology, to create things remotely, maybe having never met each other. And you can distribute to audiences that aren't necessarily in your local area, which is how we used to have to do things with radio. Now radio is still a key driver in the world of broadcast. You know, 80-90% of our audience comes through broadcast listening. But more of it is changing. So those connected people who are listening and creating stuff, is really starting to make a key difference. And I think that really is the key thing as to where our technology is going. I think it's always been the case that, you know, student radio is traditionally underfunded. And certainly when I started off in my career, the key kind of thing was, if you could do it at student radio on no budget, when we give you some budget, you'll be amazing in the real broadcast world. What broadcast radio is just starting to explore is how people can collaborate remotely whilst creating content. Now the student guys write some amazing code, and you have time on your side, and you have a radio station there available. So go play, come up with some amazing tools, because they will feed into the industry in 5 and 10 years' time. And if you can do it today for not very much money, if you can demonstrate that and come and join the professional broadcasting world where there is a little bit more money, actually imagine how powerful that could be.
For those keen budding technologists in student radio or just in university in general, how would you say the best way to go about approaching a career in radio technology would be?
It's the age-old things. Firstly, be really good at one thing. So be the go-to person for editing or writing code or whatever it would be. Be good at one thing, but do everything. If you can get some work experience and someone says, can you go and do that interview, and you've never interviewed anyone before in your life, just give it a go. But be the expert in one thing. That's the key thing. And then the next is, it's just about experience. If you've got a bunch of CVs and you're looking down them for a specific type of job, and someone's going, I'm really enthusiastic, I have lots of great ideas, and you've got another CV that says, I'm really enthusiastic and I've got lots of great ideas, and I've done this at this radio station, I've done this at this radio station, I've done this at this radio station, you have a clear advantage.
To get in contact with us,
tweet us at SRA.